on. Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a time when you can assemble yourselves around the radio or your listening device. Know that others are there with you and that we're worshiping and praising the Lord in one mind and one accord. Let's gather together in His name. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name. Don't you just love the name of Jesus? There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. And the angel told Mary and Joseph both that His name would be called Jesus. What a lovely name, another songwriter wrote. Well, if it's convenient and you can, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information a little later. And why don't you tell somebody else about this broadcast ministry? And if the radio time's not convenient, the website is always there, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service anytime. And while you're there, if you want to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click donate and follow the prompts. All right, the word of God to begin today's broadcast is from Psalms 116, verse 4. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. All right, let's take a Melodies of Praise hymnal, and we're going to turn to page 173. Clap your hands, join in with us as we sing When We All Get to Heaven. Many of you know this. Let's join in. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh, when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. Onward to the prize before us, soon His beauty beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall tread the streets of gold. Sing it now. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Oh, when we all sing it, hallelujah, get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Hallelujah. Well, I label them as songs you just can't hardly quit singing. Hallelujah. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And remember, in heaven there will be no night there. It will be one continuous day. We won't need the sun by day and the moon by night. The scripture teaches us the light of that city will be the Lamb of God. Jesus will be the light of that city. That is the highlight of going to heaven. Often many people say, well, I want to see grandma and mom and dad, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not being critical of that at all. But the most spectacular thing that you will find in heaven is Jesus. He will outshine everything and outshine everyone that is there. He is the light of that city, and he's the Lamb of God, and he's the Savior that lives in our heart. Hallelujah. He's a wonderful, wonderful Savior. The Word of God, the precious promise today before we pray, comes to us from 2 Samuel 22:33. God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. Hallelujah. The writer said it as perfectly as he could say it. God is my strength and power, and he maketh me to he maketh my way perfect. Let me read it correctly. He maketh my way perfect. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for being our strength. And Lord, the more we wait on you, the more strength we obtain. So Lord, waiting on you not only increases our strength, but increases our relationship with you. Thank you so much, Lord, for being us with us. And thank you for making our way perfect. Lord, we know you know the way through the wilderness, and all we have to do is follow. Thank you, Lord, today for being so wonderful to us. Lord, there's no way to describe how wonderful you are. And there's no way, Lord, to thank you enough. If we thanked you 24 hours a day for eternity, it would not be enough, Lord. We would just barely begin to scratch the surface. Lord, because we owe you praise and we owe you worship. Lord, for the fact that you've saved our soul and redeemed us from a devil's hell and gone to prepare a place for us. Lord, and you're coming again to receive us unto yourself, that where we are, where you are, there we can be also. We're all going to be together. Use this service and touch some heart today. May someone, Lord, be saved today. Use this service and speak to their hearts, I pray. Let the power of God radiate through this system. And Lord, let it touch each heart and life today. Bless those that are sick and minister to them. Other needs, Lord, that are too many for me to mention in this short time. Lord, as those prayers and those requests are being lifted up to you now, hear them and work them out according to your will and your will and your plan. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship with us now.
He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely
healed. And here's one we haven't used for a while. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. This is a great song. Let's praise him together as we sing. You've been my friend for so long. You were right and I was wrong. I can't repay you all the love you've given me. You were my friend when no one cared. I was alone, but you were there. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is you, Lord. Take my life and make it what you'd have it be. For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Borrowed treasures, borrowed dreams, all life's joy you've given me. When troubles come, you're always there to make me smile. So come what may, thy will be done. I love you, Jesus, God's only Son. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is you, Lord. Take my life and make it what you'd have it be. For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. We've got time, let's sing it again. I owe it all to you, Lord. All I have is you, Lord. Take my life and make it what you'd have it be. For I'm your child and you're my father. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. We're here 7 days a week with this broadcast, so tune in the next broadcast. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
I owe it all to you, Lord.
All I have is you, Lord. Take my life and make it what you'd have it be.
You like that one? Okay.